This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like, yeah.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What was that, Eddie? What did I just hear?
Like, yeah.
I don't know what exactly that's from. Sounds like a Boomer tongue twister. Was this a Sports Minute tongue twister?
Like, yeah.
Is that Boomer trying to speak Korean? Is that what that is?
Probably.
I mean, well, did you do like a Sports Minute on maybe a South Korean athlete or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe it was one of the golfers. I know there's a lot of LPGA Korean golfers. Maybe that's where you were going with that.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. One more time, Eddie, with the music.
Like, yum, yum.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Sounds like yum, yum to me.
Yum, yum.
Maybe.
Speaking of yum yum, I haven't seen you order breakfast in a couple of days. You over there doing Prolon or something?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are you hungry today or something? Are you trying to tell me?
No, I'm not. I would not get anything.
Is
today.
O here today or is he got a day?
He's
off?
Here.
He's here. Okay.
Yeah, I would not get anything today. I heard the yum yum and I was thinking about you slurping your oatmeal.
Okay.
Plus, I was thinking about something to flip your mood. Around because you have been curmudgeonly today to the point.
No, I haven't. I mean, you talk about O.J. Simpson.
Have.
You talk about O.J. Simpson. You're bringing up the Rangers. He's busting my chops. I mean, the Knicks had a great day yesterday. The Mets had an unbelievable day yesterday.
Yeah.
And the Mets have turned their season, their early part of their season around right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about that. And yeah, I think if you're Jerry Recco and you bet the over on the Mets, you know, all of a sudden, you're back in the mix again.
Sure. Right now, you definitely are.
And you remember Ron Darling called in and said, yeah, this feels like a playoff team.
That's what he said. And then they got off to that 0-5 start, and it was like, boy, they do not feel like a playoff team. But right now, they're 5-7.
Right. And Francisco Lindor and his wife were getting hammered on social media, and everybody wants to give a standing ovation to Francisco Lindor to support him when he comes home. I mean, this is like... There's a lot of drama around this team.
There always is. And they will be coming home having played really, really well. And then you got the Dwight Gooden number retirement on Sunday. So a lot of positive stuff going on for the New York Mets right now. And when it started off very negative. Let's go to Pablo in Tampa. What's going on, Pablo?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio. How are you?
What's great, happening, Pablo? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I like to slurp my oatmeal also, Gio, okay? It's like a smoothie, so I got no problems with the way he eats his oatmeal.
Yeah, until you're sitting next to him, Pablo, then you'd have a problem with it.
And it's supposed to be a Goosefield Friday. Break out the Casa Amigo because that O.J. Simpson conversation brought me down. But you picked it up with some Dua Lipa, so...
Nice. Yeah, Pablo, you know what's up.
You know what's up. I got two things. First thing for Boomer... I want to ask him, what was his thought process going into the playoffs when he looked at the schedule? Did he want to play teams as tune-up games before he got to the number one seed? Or did you just play who you play and we're just as good and we're going to beat them?
Well, at the end of the day, you're going to have to beat the best teams anyway, so... Like, to me, I don't really care. I just want my team playing better than they are right now. They had a horrendous first period against the Islanders on Tuesday, and then last night was a sleepwalk through the garden against the hated Flyers, who had come in 0-6-2 over their last eight games. So that was really disappointing. So tomorrow they got to pick it up against the Islanders. I want the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. That's what I want. And right. I don't care who we play. I just want, after this season, how well it's gone, I want them to end up with the number one seed simply because, and that finishes off what I think has been a great regular season.
All right. And my number two is, and I know it's going to be a little sensitive, I was listening to Fox News the other day, Brian Kilmeade, and he played an excerpt of Bailey, the coach of South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't want to take anything away from her and her accomplishments and what the team did, 38-0, fantastic, great. But she was asked a question about transgender players. I got two granddaughters. The oldest one has already taken an interest in playing basketball like my son did. I'm not with that. I don't want my little girl playing against another little boy. And again, I know it's a sensitive subject, but...
I think that most people, you even see people on both sides of the aisle kind of agree when it comes to competitive athletics, there should not be an advantage there. And when it comes to what you want to do with your life and who you want to be and what you want to take to achieve that and what you want to get rid of or add, okay, fine. I'm not in your personal business. But when it comes to competitive athletics and you're talking about a man transitioning to a woman and then taking away opportunities and victories and everything that we have seen from high school girls, college girls, and so on and so forth. And I think there a lot of us are on the same page when it comes to that, and there has to be something that is figured out, and you're already starting to see some of that happen locally with Bruce Bateman here in Nassau County and also nationally as well.
Yeah, the Nassau County, yes, and NAIA, the smaller school group, has basically said, you know, we're not standing for this. And, you know, I think Dawn Staley was asked a question in her post-game press conference that caught her off guard, and she didn't know how to answer it. And I interviewed Dawn Staley, and it's going to be on Game Time this week, but it was before they made their run to the Final Four. It was just talking about her success, and they were in the middle of a season, so she was having success. But, you know, I didn't get to that question.
Did you get the JR sport brief?
No, I did not any of that Brazilian stuff. Yeah. No, but I would just say, yeah, she was caught off guard, and I think she turned off a lot of people that they were surprised. You know, like, would you want a point guard? You want a transgender point guard playing for you? I guess so. Anything to win, I guess. Maybe, but I think she might want to rethink that. But again, I don't want to put words into her own mouth. But she I think disappointed a lot of women by her answer.
Do you remember the movie Ladybugs? By any chance, any of you guys remember this movie? So it was Rodney Dangerfield, and he became the coach of the girls' soccer team. And I can't believe I'm making this reference now, but they were losing. So they got a young boy to put on a wig and dress like a girl, and they called her, you know, Martha.
Okay.
He was like, oh, yeah, come on, score, Martha. And then they would like dominate it and found I was a boy and whatever, and it was like a happy ending and everything. But it was just, it's amazing to me, like growing up and watching the movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield.
We're kind of living it.
We're living it!
Yeah, in some respects.
Incredible!
Yes.
Come on, Martha. Oh, you can't play in a game today, Martha.
You know, it is amazing that Dawn Staley and many female college basketball coaches, whether they be men or women, use men to practice against the women.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, it gets them better, I guess.
Yes, it does. Makes them tougher.
Mike in Sparta. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing this morning, fellas?
Good, Mike. What you got for us?
Hey, two quick things. On the June 17th, 1994 was a Friday.
It's a Friday, yeah. Someone tweeted me that. I meant to get to it. Yep.
Yeah, the Rangers parade, the Knicks game 5, and the OJ chase.
Yep.
All in one day.
It was crazy. Right. It was absolutely crazy.
It was insane. And Boomer, real quick on the Rangers, they look like, you could see it already, they look like the soft team that's going to give up so many chances in the playoffs over a seven-game series to Kucherov or Crosby and Malkin and guys like that over a seven-game series are going to wear this team down defensively. You could see it already. And my point, I love the guy, and I was saying at one point he was one of the best Rangers forwards I had seen since Messier. Mika Zibanejad just does not. It just comes and goes so much with him. He looks like the best. He could be the best player on the planet. He doesn't know when to shoot. He doesn't know when to pass. He does one when he should do the other. And in a game like last night, yeah, it's a nothing game against the Flyers. You got to show up.
Yeah, you definitely have to show up. But I'm not going to sit here and criticize Mika Zibanejad. He's been a 200-foot player since he got here, and it's one of the greatest trades the franchise has ever made. And he is a terrific, terrific player. I'm not going to criticize him. I can criticize other players, but I want to see how this season ends. I want to see how these last two games, finish out this season. I want them to finish strong. I want them to feel good about themselves going into the playoffs. And I don't think they're a soft team. I really don't. I know that when Matt Rempe plays, it's a different kind of team. But it's not about retribution tomorrow. It's not about, you know, hammering somebody and getting into fights. What it is about, it's about getting 2 points and imposing your will on a team that imposed their will on you. Now, you skated circles around them in the second and third period and couldn't get the puck past Varlamov to tie the game or to win the game. And I'm sure they're going to see Sorokin tomorrow.
So you're not going to have a line brawl at the beginning of this one on Kids Day?
It's not about that. If the Rangers had everything locked up, it may have been that. But with the way that they played last night, they may put Rempe in the lineup. I don't know, just because they want to charge up the crowd. It's going to be potentially a sleepy 12:00 game, 12:30 game on ABC. And the Islanders are playing their best hockey of the year right now. So I would just think that Rangers got to come out and play solid hockey and go win the freaking game and shoot the puck a little bit more in 5-on-5 as opposed to always trying to make the perfect pass. But believe me, there are enough guys that are playing poorly right now, and they know who they are. And I wouldn't say that Mika Zibanejad is one of those.
Frank, St. James, what's going on, Frank?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just going to basically piggyback off of what you guys were just saying there. I really feel that, like, I've been a Ranger fan since 79, man, so I go way back. And it just seems to be the same thing all the time as far as we always have these teams that, well, we play all right in the regular season. But then the playoffs come, and, you know, it becomes a different game. It's a more physical game. And we don't have – I don't think we have the physical players. I really don't think – we have the players.
You're telling me that Vincent Trocheck is not a physical player. You're telling me that I know Kreider can drive us all crazy and frustrate us because we think that he's really good, but I think he ramps up his game in the playoffs. I think Mika Zibanejad is a physical player if he has to be. I mean, Barkley Goodrow is a physical player. Jimmy Vesey has turned into a physical player. I mean, they've had a great season, Frank. They've had two really disappointing losses here, and I don't want to take that and use those losses as an ending of a season that, you know, has been great. I mean, we all should have expectations for this team. You know, that's why they went out and got the players that they got. And I do think that, you know, a guy like Lafreniere has found his game. He's become a completely different player. I wish Kako would be that player. I hope Will Cooley gets his head on straight, and I hope that line starts to produce something as opposed to going out there just skating around in circles. It's about time to go do something. Put pucks in the net. Go get in front of the net. Get physical. And they will. They will. I still believe that this team is a very good team, and they can beat anybody they play. But as we saw last year, the same thing could happen. They could lose to anybody they play.
All right, Boomer and Gio.
Sorokin's got to get hot. And that's Sorokin.
Shesterkin's
got to get hot.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi, right, Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. They're leaving us just a little bit for Masters on the Range. That is more than just on the range because they got some guys out there already finishing up rounds from yesterday's suspended play because of the darkness. So if you love our faces, you'll get it for another 6 minutes and change. And then you can continue to listen on WFAN or the free Odyssey app. Before I get to Jerry Recco, I want to hear this because I have I wasn't privy to this yesterday, and I want to know what it's all about. Zach in Connecticut. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man. What's up?
So I just wanted to let you guys know that a rapper from Connecticut, he's a friend of my friend's, and he knows I love the morning show, so he told me about a name drop of Boomer Esiason in the song. And it just dropped today, so I had to out listen to it.
Okay. So, first of all, what's the name of the artist?
His name's Apathy.
Apathy. Well, okay. Like all right. Already, it sounds good. So let's take a listen to this because Al found it.
Wasting off of Ritalin, spiraling. Bring me to the ER, call the medics or firemen. I feel panic like shooters are firing. At me with accuracy, a Boomer Esiason. Boomers are retiring while I exist. Check to check, a nervous wreck because the future looks violent.
Yeah.
I like it. That's pretty good.
Who's got some street cred, boys?
Lyric,
yeah.
With the accuracy of Boomer Esiason, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I mean, to rhyme anything with Esiason that many times in a row.
Can I get
good.
This on Spotify?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, yeah. He's on Spotify. He's got like 350,000 monthlies.
Wow.
The song is called Vacation.
Vacation.
Vacation. I like
he's
it.
He's got Boomer vacation in it and Vacation. This is perfect.
I'm in.
All right,
thanks, Zach.
All
right, thanks, Zach. I do appreciate that, man. That's nice.
Yeah.
You feel good this morning.
Yeah, which he needed.
He did.
Yeah. Little chapped ass spot.
Give me a little street cred now.
Yeah, you need it, man. Let me tell you.
Yep.
You need that street cred these days. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Guess I won't start with the Rangers then.
Yeah, don't, please.
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket, order official state lottery games on your phone. I'm only starting with the Mets because I want to get to Sal real quick. One thing he did yesterday, they did beat the Braves, as we know.
Two RBIs. 2-0 pitches clocked in the sky to deep left field. Duvall going back, looks up, it's gone. Into the bullpen, a grand slam home run by Tyrone Taylor.
Hit it off of Luis Guillorme, who is in there to do some mop-up duty for the Braves. The former Mets just lobbing softballs down the middle of the plate, 16-4. The final score as the Mets beat up Atlanta yesterday. Here was Carlos Mendoza, the manager, says this team fights.
Relentless, you know. This is a team that even though we got off to a homestand that it was a struggle for us. The consistency, the preparation, continue to have fun.
Relentless and having fun.
It's the manager of the year right there.
Man, yeah. We have come a long way.
Can't
in
you
10
smell
days.
It? Carlos Mendoza,
listen,
manager of the year extension.
Dude, I'm getting my money if he's the manager of the year.
Definitely.
Because they're winning 82 games then. Here was DJ Stewart with a home run in this game as well. Not a grand slam, but a big home run. So happy his reps are paying off.
Work that I'm putting in the cage. Just this series, I've started watching Nemo, Francisco, talking to them, watching drills that they've been doing that I think could help me with some of the problems that I'm having. And I started trying those things. And
they're working. And I think he means Francisco Alvarez, because Francisco Lindor not hitting. But Alvarez did go 2-for-5 with a double and a couple of RBIs. Brandon Nimmo doubled, tripled, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Jeff McNeil, RBI single and an RBI double. So they had the they were keeping the line moving. Starling Marte hit on base a few times as well. And Jose Quintana, the win, he threw 5 1/3. So after the game, the Mets take 2 of 3 from Atlanta in April, mind you. Sal thought it would be fun to say, hey, Braves fans.
I don't know what you guys are thinking, but it appears to me this game is over. Over.
So then I decided to look
at that. Was that a podcast or something?
No, that's just him on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I decided to look at some of the replies.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, I'm a Mets fan, and I hate this guy, too. There's another one. Oh, it's the guy that's known for being wrong online 100% of the time and hated by his fan base more than anyone. 5-7, hang the banner. Here's one. Don't worry, Braves fans. We don't like him either. Another one was, you have the worst sports takes ever. Be quiet. I don't know if that was Francesa, but that was funny. And then this one. To Atlanta. He's not our friend. We may hate him more than you guys could ever imagine. Still, though, you tell me what this means. G-Y-F-Y-S? What does that mean?
Get your...
I'm sorry. G-F-Y-S.
Get... Go...
Go...
F-ing...
yourself.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go F yourself. Yeah. And you... And then he said something, spelled something out. Can you guys help me with this? C-U-N.
Oh, that's funny. So he's saying, hey, Atlanta, we're on your side. However, still go bleep yourself.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's pretty funny. So he got it moving yesterday pretty good. You got the Mets and the Royals tonight. Luis Severino taking on Michael Wacha on WCBS 880 at 710. The A's did shut out the Rangers 1-0 as J.P. Sears and three relievers combined on a one-hitter. How about that? And you got the Yankees in Cleveland coming up later tonight. Knicks in Boston last night in a solid game for New York. They win 118-109. Knicks led by 29 after three quarters. They were led by, guess who, Jalen Brunson. 39 points, and he really only played three quarters. So I don't have really any post-game sound from the Knicks, but I did find some from Boston, and none of it's good if you're a Celtics fan. Jalen Brown comes out and basically says, the Knicks beat us up.
We just got out tough the last two games. We haven't played to our standard. A turn of physicality. The game has shifted a little bit, and it's going to shift even more in the playoffs, and we ain't meet the whistle for whatever reason.
In the last two games,
I'll tell you what, it sounds like he should be playing for the Rangers.
Well, we'll get to them. We'll get to them. Here was Jason Tatum. That's back-to-back losses. It sucks, but not a huge deal, I guess.
Played 82 games. We've had a bad 3 days, but overall, best record in the league. We 15 games ahead of second place. We're not perfect, but you know, we can learn from these.
And I guess the fans in Boston were not happy with this effort, and they were booing the Celtics, especially in the second quarter when they were the second half when they were getting blasted. Former Nick Kristaps.
Hey, see you, CBS.
Adios.
Sports Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. Watch your Masters on the range and all that stuff.
Next time we see you, we'll be recapping the Masters champion.
Yeah, that's right. Right on Monday morning. So enjoy Amanda Baliones and all the fellas down there in Augusta.
You go from this hellhole down to the most beautiful place in America.
Look at that. Oh, man.
God. That looks terrible.
Jesus. Like, where's the penguin?
Wow.
Right now.
You ain't kidding.
God.
We're the bat signal. Blah. Good news, though. Very good stretch of weather coming. Starting tomorrow.
All right, good.
Very nice. Good stretch.
We've earned it.
Here's Porzingis. The fans have the right to be angry.
We got booed at the end for a reason. You know, this is not the team that our fans love. You know, this wasn't that display, but... Best believe we're going to show up when we need to.
Okay, well, that'll be in the playoffs.
That's amazing. He was booed when he was here, too.
A lot of boos.
A lot of boos for that kid.
And
by the way, you know, they have a 15-game lead in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, yeah, there's 62 wins. They clinched the one seed. They got nothing to play for
now. I think they clinched the one seed like a month ago.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks right now are one game ahead of Cleveland for third, one behind Milwaukee for second. So the two seed still in play for the next couple of games left, including the Knicks and Nets coming up later tonight. All right, this was from the other day, college basketball. So I played John Calipari last hour. So Tara Vandermeer retired from Stanford after, God knows how many
years,
40 years, something like that. She knew it was time. She tells us why, although a little surprising to her, and this was from, I think, Wednesday.
I just felt... I'm ready. I never really thought I would be. I kind of just, you know, just felt like maybe I would, you know, kind of just keel over on the bench. But, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I because I love it.
Thought she was going to die coaching what she loves, but instead she decided to retire. And no, Boomer, it doesn't mean if I would have died on the golf course, it would have been a good thing.
I thought that how Summers was going to go, but... I decided. I really did.
Still possible, like, right?
Well, I guess he still does a show occasionally, right?
Jerry, you could die doing an update.
Hey, don't forget the one. 7-8-9-3.
I suppose it's possible. And speaking of overnight legends, you see who Keith McPherson ran into. They posted a little photo together, him and Tony Page.
Wow.
How about that? So it was the first time he met him.
That's a Tony Page sighting. Usually he's on a cruise somewhere.
Tony, I think, has been cruising monthly, actually.
He's cruising monthly.
He like loves either once a month or once every couple of months.
Nobody
yeah, like
loves
him, him and his wife are they're traveling
Did
the world.
Did they just retire and move on to a cruise ship? I hear a lot. That's
a lot of people
on.
Are doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't do that, but because she still works, actually. I think she's working another year or two.
Retire?
People say it's cheaper to live on a cruise ship than to own a house.
Yeah.
That's actually become a,
right,
a
you
thing.
Get free food, you know, you get all the buffet
food. Do your
not
laundry.
Free food, not free, but, been... Yeah, but you might as well just, you know, stay on a boat, mm-hmm. travel the world.
You got a tiny-ass room. And
you got yeah, but, you
But
know,
you don't have to pay for anything other yes. than your room.
You know, you got the gym, you got the pool, you got the good weather, you got
get,
the food.
You get fed.
Surrounded by a bunch of losers all day long.
I didn't
long.
Say it's perfect. I'm just saying that is a thing right now. There's been a lot of articles written about older people that are living literally year-round on a cruise ship.
That sounds so horrible.
Something like Al would do.
Al doesn't like to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Or see people.
Me? No way.
You can just stay in your room the whole time and look out the window.
It's not great internet on boats.
That's what will keep you away.
Although I wouldn't be able to have a dog on there, so that's a positive.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is very true. All right, I'm sorry, Boomer, but I do have to get to your Rangers.
Carries in. Bobby Brink controls. Brink with a pass to flip it in. That went off the stick of Keandre Miller, I believe.
Now, Paling might have got a piece of it as well.
Yeah, Sam Rosen, Joe Micheletti with the call on MSG. Made it 2-1-4-1 was the final as the Flyers beat the Blue Shirts. And worse than that, here's Mika Zibanejad just acknowledging the fact that the Flyers, quite frankly, played harder, which is not something you want to hear your guys say.
Of course, I think the whole game wasn't good enough. We knew they were going to be desperate. We didn't match their intensity, their desperation level.
And that word is used right there.
Mike Zibanejad.
The Flyers are desperate. They're fighting to try and get in the postseason. The Knicks are not desperate. They're in the postseason already. But
they're fighting for the 3 seed.
Yeah. 3 seed or the wild card?
3 seed.
More so than the wild, aren't they?
Who's that, the Knicks? The Knicks are fighting for the 3 seed.
I'm talking about the Flyers. The Knicks are not fighting for anything. They're in the playoffs.
They want the 3 seed.
But if they're the 2, the 3, or the 4, they're in. They clinch the top 6, which is most important. That's not a desperate team.
The Flyers are desperate.
They're on the outside looking in.
Yes, they are.
And the Islanders continue to win. They're rolling right along. And I did see the video and the photos of Sean.
Mm-hmm.
He does get up, both arms raised.
Oh, my God.
And he looks like an Islander fan.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's not a... You could sit there, even if you want to clap. You could sit there and just go like this, and no one would call you out. But when you stand up and you raise your arms, that's a problem.
Did he have a hot dog hanging out of his mouth?
He goes, Boomer isn't proud of me that I declined every Isles thing thrown in my way and didn't cheer them. He did cheer them.
He did. He got up and stood. And
video evidence of that.
Correct.
I'm shocked.
One of the guys that reposted the video evidence?
Yes.
Evan Roberts.
Wow.
They're teammates, I thought.
Dimed them out,
so
huh?
He just basically shivved them right in the back.
He did. So here was the goal.
Good, that like Stu Gott's coming here to run the PD, which is shivving everybody.
Right, if he was hired today, we're talking about recapping the Masters Monday. We'd be recapping the new schedule.
Dude, I was thinking about that interview we had with him yesterday.
He
just basically admitted he was just trying to, it's like a Trojan horse type of situation, get in the building and then just shiv somebody in the back so he can get the airtime.
Right, and he told you, Evan.
I mean, he admitted it.
Yeah, like sort of like dating the ugly sister to get to the hot one, you know?
Okay.
What?
I understand. Here's the Islanders.
Nelson angles the puck, slides it for Palmieri. He scores! Kyle Palmieri!
That was Brendan Burke on MSG. Indeed, they beat the Canadiens 3-2. Before Palmieri, though, it was Casey Cizikas that had the game-tying goal in the third. Cizikas says, we believe.
You know, it just speaks volumes to the guys that we have in this room. And, you know, games against these teams, they're not necessarily easy. And we found a way to, you know, dig deep. Even when they got that second goal, we continued battling. We continued pushing forward. And we came away with the 2 points.
And 6 straight wins and 7 of 8 for the Isles, who right now are firmly in playoff position. As we know, the Devils, who are not, beat the Maple Leafs 6-5. So Masters, they picked things up. I saw Tiger bogeyed that first hole. He actually outdrove both Jason Day and Max Homa. Had a beautiful drive, but from 120 yards out, came up short and also like I'm not saying he did, but it looked like he tweaked the back on his shot.
Here we go.
Went after, well, I'm just saying, hit a good shot straight, but came up just short. Wound up making bogey on that. I don't know if they're on 15. Well, they're on 15. I don't know if they finished 15 yet. But here was Bryson DeChambeau after his round of 65 on Thursday, going into Friday now.
It's always great getting off to a hot start. Three under, your first three holes kind of get you settled. I knew it was going to be a tough day today with the wind and even tomorrow.
Perhaps the one thing that's pretty obvious watching the first couple of holes this morning is the greens are rolling a lot faster than they were yesterday. So that's been different. And then this, I'm assuming this was before the tournament started. Marco put this in the system. Terrell Hatton.
But he can't win.
Yeah. This has to be before, right?
It was.
Okay.
Yep.
Terrell, serious question. What's it going to take for a third Englishman to get it done this week?
Shouldn't ask me. I've got no chance, but I'll
ask the major champion, shall I?
Yeah.
I got no chance. Yet he's like 4 or 5 under and doing quite well after.
No, I think he's like 2 now.
Oh, he's dropped.
He just hit one in the water.
All right, then.
By the way, Jason Day's pants, very much like Jerry Recco's pants out on the golf course.
Oh, really?
Very
baggy.
Very baggy.
Yeah. Balloon pants.
I don't know if you caught that yesterday. That was a big one.
Well, windy.
Yeah, they were flapping all everywhere. Yeah.
You wear those MC Hammer pants.
I don't wear
play.
Tight pants like you. I know you like to show your package. I'm good.
It has nothing to do with showing
you do,
anything.
Though.
I think Jason Day was inspired by you.
Maybe he was.
I think he's a viewer on CBS Sports Network.
I have those tight.
Jerry, you
like
wear those
them.
Pants that have pleats in them.
Okay.
With your yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm. Boy, Elimination Day is going to be fun around here.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Your soft Rangers again.
Remember that time you hit
down
the ball
in flames.
Off the
Hey, you remember the time when you hit the ball off the tree and hit yourself in the face and you almost died? Hilarious. And your dad could have watched you die in front of your kids. Oh, memories forever. Epic. Where's CeeLo? He's dead. Move on. Next man up. You know who's going to be dead next, Boomer? The Rangers.
Oh, yes.
Keep playing like puss bags like they did last year.
Oh, man. You know what I can't wait for? Because we're all going to see each other Saturday night. If the Islanders smack around the Rangers Saturday afternoon, oh boy. I'm not wearing a tux. I'm showing up in full Islanders uniform. I'm walking on skates with a helmet and the shoulder pads in. I'm walking right in. You thought that windbreaker was bad.
Oh, God.
By the way, I'm wearing those pants today, just for the record.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I am. Oh, very man. Comfortable.
Yeah.
How you doing? You got any circulation in your legs today?
No, Jerry, I'm just telling you. You see all the golfers out on the golf
course. I do.
You see what they wear.
Yeah.
They don't wear MC Hammer balloon pants.
Jason Day does.
Jason Day did.
But
they
one
were
guy
insane.
Did.
But you know what? I march to my own beat.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So I'm very comfortable. Thank you. Anything else?
The pleated pants.
What else you got
about 10 years ago?
Probably more like 20, to be quite honest.
Is it?
That was like a 90s thing.
Those pants are from the 90s?
No. Oh. The pleated pant look.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Probably
like
the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got the tight pants now. I haven't wear the tight pants
don't
out
like
there.
Them.
Wear them tight. Show off the junk. Sink a big putt and show everybody a junk. All right. Boomer and Gio coming to you live in the Built Ford Tough studio. Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday, Spring Friday in April. We got everything going on with the Masters and the Mets and the Yankees and the Knicks and the Rangers and the Islanders, and the Islanders doing their best to convert another Ranger fan around here into an Islander fan like Sean Marash yesterday, who got caught up in the whole thing, started rooting for the Islanders. So things, you just feel like the tides are turning a little bit around here.
I think it has
something
to do with the eclipse.
I think there's
something. I mean, these people are affected negatively around here, and I don't know why. I don't know what it is about them. And it's like, and Sal, when I see Sal, I think he just wants to torment me.
Yeah, I think so too.
He gets great joy. Like, and I know how the people out there who listen to him can get tormented by him.
He's become like the ultimate troll now. Like he wants to troll the Yankee fan. He wants to troll the Braves fan. He likes to troll you with the Islander Ranger stuff. He's really turned into, like, he's found that really great ability to get under people's skin in a way that really, really annoys them.
And I have to say, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, he's really good at it.
He's great at it.
He's like, that's his thing. That's his calling.
He's got so many people pissed off at him all the time.
Right, exactly. I don't know how a guy could walk around every single day and just know that everybody is pissed off at him.
Well, be a politician, I guess, right, is the other way to do it.
Or sit in there with him.
Mm. Yeah, true. You think that whole relationship's back in a good place?
I hope so.
Because you were telling me how you thought there was friction.
Well, there was friction when Sal did it to Brandon Tierney's face.
Mm-hmm.
When they were interviewing somebody.
That's right.
That's right.
He goes, take another day off.
Take another day off. Why don't you? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was the Cobra clutch. And he goes, oh, man, you know, watch out. You might, might get hurt doing the Cobra clutch. Well, you can take a couple of days off to rest.
Right, exactly.
Let's go to Paul. He's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Paul?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. I'd like to ask Boomer his honest opinion about something.
Okay, go ahead.
Boomer, why is the NFL playing a game in Brazil?
It's a very simple answer. Called money, yes. Peacock is paying for that game. It's a standalone game that what basically the NFL does is auction off these singular games, and Peacock wants it because Peacock got a lot of eyeballs to their network last year in the playoffs between the Dolphins and the Chiefs, and plus Rio de Janeiro is going to spend money to have the game come there. So this is just another way for the NFL to expand their brand and make more money.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
But what about the fans? Like, what do they think about us that we have to now subscribe to Peacock for one game?
Yeah, I know. It's the same argument. We've heard this argument for years and years. I've been on this radio station for, starting my 18th year, and I've heard it from fans left and right. As a matter of fact, I brought it up the other day. You know, I'm a Fubo user. And Fubo just and SNY just separated.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
They moved out.
Yeah, so somebody's ticked off that they're not getting enough fees or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just it's a frustrating thing for the fans, and I understand that. These different companies like Peacock and Paramount Plus and everybody else is trying to separate themselves, and the best way to do that is with live NFL football coverage.
And the NFL is not alone in its...
Look at baseball.
Right, for sure.
You got Prime.
No, but yes, all the streaming services. Yes. But the whole, like, what about the fan thing? I mean, just think about most big corporations. You know, they don't care about you. They care about the money that you're going to spend on their product. There's very few organizations out there that still do great customer service and take care of people. And when they do, it stands out. So whether it be the, you know, for example, this is a perfect sort of segue. If you wanted to, let's say you had Optimum or cable or DirecTV or one of those things, Fios, and you were going to cut the cord. They didn't give a rat's ass about you or your business or your quality or your service that you were getting for years and years and years until you call up and say, hey, I'm about to cancel this thing. And then all of a sudden, whoa, okay, what can we do for you? And that's exactly what happens in all of these things. So the NFL, as long as they're continuing to make money, they don't care if it's an inconvenience for you. They don't care about your ability to enjoy a game or not. They care about increasing the bottom line, and they're not losing viewers.
And they're going to increase the bottom line in a number of different ways. One is going to be by building new stadiums. Other ways are going to be to have these one-off games that are auctioned amongst the people that want to be able to show them on their sites. So it's going to continue to go this way. It's what they're supposed to do. You know, and I was thinking the other day too, now, because you know, we're talking about congestion pricing, they're talking about raising New Jersey Transit, they're talking about raising the gas tax over there in Jersey. Now, you remember we used to go to Jersey to get that gas because they had no gas tax? Now they keep raising the gas tax. So the point being, it's like in the last 3.5 years, how much has everything more, everything cost? How much more has everything cost?
Oh, I mean, it's, I mean, I know it's quantifiable. Everything. But I can't, I mean, it just feels like it's insane. I mean, the grocery store is a flat out joke these days.
Yeah, but it's not their fault. I mean, they have to make money. No, they have people that are working for them that they have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, everything costs more. Rent, mortgage, gas, grocery, you name it, it costs more. Name me one thing that costs less.
Talk show hosts.
Nets basketball tickets.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.